You could say immigration lawyer Lynn Saunders is in the eye of the storm. Nearly every day, he gets calls at his offices near the border in Blaine, like the one that came in recently from a Vancouver man.
He had admitted under oath at the port of entry that he'd smoked marijuana in the past.
When the man tried to enter much later at a different entry point, he was again denied and his earlier admission noted. The guy couldn't believe it.
He kept telling me that he has no criminal convictions, and I said, that doesn't matter. I said, you might as well have a conviction because you've admitted to the essential elements of a crime involving moral turpitude, which is use of illegal drugs.
In case you're wondering, moral turpitude is something spelled out in U.S. immigration law that says you violated community standards of justice, honesty, or good morals. Saunders says a lot of people seem to be under the mistaken impression that because Washington State has legalized marijuana, U.S. border agents here will overlook a little past pot use. And that simply isn't true. So, what's a Canadian to do? Lie about smoking a little weed in college? Saunders says he doesn't condone lying, but does tell people they can refrain from answering the question.
Just withdraw your application for entry, go back to Canada, and maybe try a different day, and you'll get a more hospitable officer.
One who will wave you through without asking too many probing questions. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.